What do you do when you lose someone you love? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Wayne Faust, who lost his wife of 39 years to cancer and was left with much pain.
I think that when we have someone we love that we hold dear to our heart, that we see every day and maybe live with that person, I can't imagine how hard it would be, especially in a marriage. I know for me, my aunt that I was close to as a young girl, when she died, I struggled so hard up until even now in my life where I didn't finish the cycle of grief. I constantly was living in a state of sorrow and grief, just thinking, wow, she's gone, she's gone.
Well, you know, the Bible says, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, like how you look. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. And I think when there's a loss, you know, like what you went through, honey.
Yeah.
You can feel, and not only feel, it literally happens, is where your spirit is broken.
Yeah.
And you feel like you can't move forward. And it becomes very difficult for many when they lose a loved one, or even, gosh, even something smaller, like lost a job, relationship, something like that.
Yeah.
And the cycle of grief, you can get stuck in that part where you're just like, I don't know how I can move forward. I feel like I'm broken.
And I think it's hard for everyone. Me, for instance, I was a young girl and I wasn't taught how to deal with emotions. So I really only had anger and maybe some joy. I didn't really know what to do with this, or I didn't have hope because I didn't have Jesus. I didn't know that there was life after death. And I think now when I look at the situation, I was able to release it knowing, wow, there is eternity. There's life after death. And we will all have that time in our life to die. There's a time to be born and a time to die. So just knowing that and having hope for eternity really helps out.
Well, death is so much harder for those who are left behind.
Yeah.
Because there's that absence. And gosh, it's that feeling almost like time stops, you know?
Yeah.
It's that feeling like, gosh, and you're only thinking about missing that person. And gosh, why didn't I spend more time or do this with this person?
Yeah.
Or that? It has all these mixed emotions that come together that literally make time stand still. But what do you do with that? What do you do when you're so broken? How do you really, you know, handle that loss? And I don't know how people do it without God. That's
right.
What I have to say.
Right.
Is that with God, it can really help you because then you have someone to really communicate those raw emotions.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd have to say is that when you're going through sorrow, don't hold it in.
Yeah.
You know, you really need to just let it out. You know, for me, when something happens, I just get with God and I just, I mean, it's not like a little cry. It's, I'm going to belch out, cry, wail, and really cry.
Right.
And let the whole emotion connect from earth to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very important part to begin.
I do too. And I think if you write out your feelings, if you don't know how to express them, write them down and pray and say, God, help me with this so that I can overcome and even help others. Let's hear from Wayne Faust after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Zen Asian Sushi and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Do you ever shop at the Northfield Stapleton Shopping Center? Consider stopping for lunch or dinner at Zen Asian Sushi. Zen Asian Sushi offers a fusion of Japanese, Thai, and Chinese cuisine, all in a brand new, clean, and family-friendly location. Check them out at zensushinorthfield.com or call them at 303-371-4644. That's zensushinorthfield.com or 303-371-4644.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Well, joining us is Wayne Faust, who wrote the book 300 Billion to One. He is a clinical therapist who lost his own motivation to live after losing his wife. He cried out to God for a miracle, and his prayers were answered. Let's hear from him now. Wayne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate being here.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about your marriage. I know that you were married for a very long time, and in the beginning, things were a little rocky, but you ended up realizing this is the woman of your dreams. Can you tell me about that?
Well, I was saved at age 17, and I just started learning the Bible at that time. And one of the things that really mystified me was that God actually prepares the hearts of those people who are meant to be with each other. So from the very beginning of my spiritual awakening, I prayed for a wife, and I held out pretty much till I felt like God was going to answer that prayer. So I went to Vietnam, and half of my platoon got wiped out twice. But God's hand was upon me, and I came out and went to college where I met my wife, Wanda, there at Lee University.
Wow. And how long were you guys married before you got the diagnosis that she had cancer?
Well, we were working on our 40th year when she passed. So it was a little over 39 years when she was diagnosed. And she was terminally ill for a full year. They expected her to live only 6 months. But it was because they said I took care of her that she lived perhaps longer than that.
Wow.
We expected a miracle, but we didn't get the miracle. We were hoping that God would heal her. There was a special miracle service, in fact, at the church, and we were all praying and fasting for miracles because there were so many people in the church that had cancer or sickness. And actually, there were 6 people with scheduled surgeries, and 3 of those were canceled because of God's healing power.
Wow.
But for us, Wanda was not one of those 3 that was healed.
How did that make you feel at that time? Did you feel like a desperation or disconnection with God, or how did that affect you and Wanda's faith?
Well, you know, up to that point, we both had seen miracles. Off and on, we had seen miracles most of our lives, and we were faithfully believing in a miracle. I mean, I was going to have this big party and invest thousands of dollars if I needed to just give God all the credit and the glory for miraculously healing Wanda. I mean, I had already had these plans in advance. Mm-hmm. I just knew he was going to heal her. And when he didn't heal her at that miracle service, I really did feel let down. I really felt like, wow, I don't know what's going to happen now. I'm wondering if I should embrace a destiny that's different than my original thought. I mean, what is God's will? I was questioning it.
Right.
Wow.
So she stood out like a champion because even though she was suffering and going through this, she didn't turn away from God or lose faith knowing that he would be there for her. Tell me a little bit about that.
No, she not only didn't lose faith, but it was just the opposite. It seemed like her faith was becoming even stronger in some way. Because starting with that miracle service we just talked about, there was a woman there who we knew real well who had a healing ministry. And she came back to Wanda. The healing line was so long around the church. My wife could not stand for that period of time. She was weakened by the chemotherapy for the liver cancer. So this woman came back specifically to pray for Wanda. And after a great deal of sorrowful prayer, she could not break through. And somehow she did not feel the Spirit of God pour from her into Wanda. And she all of a sudden started crying and saying, Wanda, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And my wife ended up comforting her, the woman praying for her, and said, it's okay, Nancy. It's okay. It's like somehow they knew that God was not going to heal her, but yet my wife was okay with that. Wanda was the kind of person that she was saying, oh, Lord, I'm embracing your will, whatever that is. Every day for that whole entire year that I took care of her while she suffered, it's like she was so positive. She was reading the scriptures, listened to beautiful music, and she would say, this is a beautiful day God has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. She looked forward to every day, and she did not complain. She did not become pessimistic. We still had fun times together, you know.
Wow. So tell me about you now. After she goes to hospice, she couldn't speak for a few days, but then all of a sudden she burst out speaking some things. Tell me what she said.
Well, they told us at hospice that she would probably lose consciousness after a couple days because they were not going to be able to feed her intravenously. Her liver was shutting down. She was not able to move around very fast. She was weakened. But they said, she will be able to hear you. She'll be able to understand what's going on around, but she might not be able to participate after she loses her strength. She'll lose her ability to speak and open her eyes or to squeeze her hand, but she'll still be conscious until she passes. And we want you to know that. She'll hear you all the way until she passes. So continue to talk to her as you would anyone else. And so after the second day, she could only make a grunting noise. And after the third or fourth day, she couldn't speak at all, but she could blink her eyes or move her hand just a little bit. Well, she was silent until the sixth day, and then all of a sudden, she cried out, "Mom, is that you, Mom? Please help me, Mom." And we know that she saw her mom, and I said to her, "Go ahead and reach out to Jesus and your mom. We're going to be okay." At this point, my son and I released her. We said, "We'll be okay. You can go be with your mom if you'd like."
Wow.
So that let us know that she was really halfway between earth and heaven. And my wife had a strong faith, but, you know, knowing what's on the other side, we have a little bit of fear. So I'm sure she had a little fear of letting go at first, but she saw her mother. And then when we released her, I think that's what really helped her get to the other side.
Wow. You know, there are a lot of people who say that they have family members who were about to die and they would say, "Oh, my brother or my sister or my mom." And they would see these people, which is such an encouragement. And there are people listening right now who have lost a loved one who need hope to know that God is real and that family and friends will greet them when it's their time to go. And we're going to pray for those people. And we're going to have you back on our next show to share with us how you actually went through a very difficult time of not even wanting to live after this and how your prayers were answered. But we're going to pray for our listeners and we'll be back with you on our next show.
Sounds great. Thank you, Kathleen.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for this testimony. And for all of us listening, we must realize that there is something after death. There is life after death. And when we come into the realization, we'll live our life a little different when we know that. Some of you might be asking, "Well, how do I know the way? How do I know the way to heaven?" Well, the Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. When you give your life to Jesus and you follow him, he will show you the way. Jesus, we call upon you. For anyone who has not called upon you or has not chosen to follow you, we make that choice now. We give our lives to you, Jesus, and we ask you to show us the way, because you are our truth and you are our life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.